You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. A lot of people are getting out and enjoying nature during the pandemic. One Traverse City woman has a habit of walking the beach looking for something. It's a ritual that's become even more important during days of uncertainty. Red Pine Radio producer Leslie Hamp has her story.
People deal with anxiety in different ways. Some like to hike, others like to paint. Mary Van Valen likes to collect heart-shaped stones on the shores of Lake Michigan.
I really started collecting them 3 or 4 years ago when I used to go out to Maple Bay, one of the conservancy parks that is just wonderful.
Mary was on the hunt for Petoskey stones, but they were hard to find.
But, I'd find heart stones. So it was like, woohoo, this is kind of fun to have more than one thing to look for.
She began to notice more and more heart stones as she walked the shoreline. Soon, looking for the stones became one of her routines.
My day usually starts with an early morning walk in the water with my puppy. And I even go out in the snow and I go out in the rain. And I put my warm waders on and just gather Petoskey stones and heart stones.
Now, you might have to use your imagination when looking at some of the heart-shaped stones. Some are more defined than others. Not all of them are the exact shape of a heart. But anything that catches Mary's eye is scooped up and added to her collection.
They're not perfect. And I think, you know, metaphorically, that's really good because love demands of us that we get through a lot of hard stuff, but it's still worth holding on to, and I think it's a nice symbol.
She places the bigger heart stones along the walkway leading to her front door.
When people arrive, it's the first thing they see, and I think, oh, that's a good symbol for being welcome here where love abounds.
She keeps some of the smaller rocks on a wooden board in her kitchen. Most mornings, she'll pick them up and rearrange them. It's part of her quiet time and helps her feel centered, especially when she's feeling stressed about something.
And I'll look at them and move them around and decide that this one would be really better here. And look how beautifully this one's shaped. And I wonder how the nick got out of that one.
During the COVID-19 pandemic, Mary says meditating with the rocks helps her reframe fear and uncertainty.
I think we're in for lots of uncertainty. And so I think the heart stones are good for just staying in the moment because that's what we're assured of, is just this moment.
Before the pandemic, Mary would give away her heart stones to friends and family. But since she can't be with them now, she takes pictures of them and sends those instead. She says, if you can pass along a little love, it's a good thing. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Leslie Hamp.